Hi, this is Diana Williams, broker of Royalty Realty in a beautiful little seaside town called New Smyrna Beach, Florida, just below Daytona Beach on the white sugar sands of the Atlantic Ocean, also known as the trademark condo queen of NSB. So let's talk today about, should I get more insurance than my homeowners association already covers my condo for? A little known fact is that the association condo insurance only covers those things the association is required to maintain. So they only insure those things. So people say, well, there's a master insurance policy and part of my maintenance fee is going towards sometimes as much of a third of your monthly maintenance fee or your assessment monthly is going towards that policy for wind, fire, and wind-driven rain damage. By law, though, the association policy cannot insure anything inward of the bare perimeter walls, floors, and ceilings. So it covers the outside structure walls, but stops at the surface of the unfinished unit perimeter walls. What does that mean? It means that if water intrusion happens from a flood upstairs from someone's plumbing, they haven't been there in 3 weeks and there's a leak, and you get a leak into your unit through the walls, those walls, that plaster, the sheetrock, that's not covered. So association covers AC units against storm if they're blown off the roof or other damage, but it doesn't cover repairs or replacement. So their flood policy for a homeowners association for a condominium only covers damage from rising water. So if you're above the ground floor and you have water damage and it didn't come from rising water or a tsunami, yeah, you need additional insurance. I've owned condominiums where in 2004 we had back-to-back hurricanes and driving rain and wind, and I had an inlet condo on the 14th floor, and the water damage came in through the cracks underneath the sliding doors, shorted out all of my televisions, electronics, all the plugs in the wall, seeped water up the walls while I had taken my horses up to Georgia to flee from the storm. I was up there for a week and the storm followed me up there. When I came back, two of my condominiums had had major damage. One from rising water, which was covered on a ground floor condo, but the 14th floor condo was not covered because the water seepage wasn't from rising water. It was from wind-driven rain, but it only extends to the outside of the unit. So anything that came in, ruining cabinets, electronics, having to replace wallboards, it was in August, and there was mold damage, so I had a significant assessment for damage to the building as well as the personal damage to the inside of the unit. So remember, everything inside isn't covered, just that part that the association has to maintain from the concrete walls out. So the biggest threat in a hurricane or a storm surge destroying the foundation could result in a collapse of the building. Well, that's covered. National Flood Insurance Program only goes up to $250,000 per unit. There's pending legislation to increase that limit to $335,000. What do you need to do when you buy a condominium? You have to get HO6 insurance if you're getting a mortgage to cover the attachments on the inside. So the owner normally insures everything within the perimeter walls against peril. Their building items, the finishes on the ceilings, the walls, the floors, wiring can go bad if water seepage happens. Plumbing, cabinets, built-in appliances can short out. Anything not attached like furnishings, they're not covered. Liability for slip and fall. If your renters slip and fall at the entrance of your condo and you're using it as an investment condo, you need liability slip and fall insurance. And this is all in one policy, of course. And loss assessment coverage. The association will special assess for uninsured losses to the common elements that go beyond what can be insured. Landscaping, fences, boardwalks. If there's loss due to a covered peril, flood is not considered a covered peril. So if you're on the upper floors and you get water damage, not from rising water, but from blowing water or from a flood from an upstairs plumbing leak or something, not covered. Get an HO6 policy and go over it carefully with an insurance agent. So you know that you know that you know when you shut that door and walk away, it doesn't matter what season it is, you're covered. So this is Diana Williams, Condo Queen of New Smyrna Beach, broker of Royalty Realty. Our website's RealtyRealtyNSB.com, or you can reach us at 386-478-4808. We're only here to be truly helpful. Let us know how we can answer some condo questions for you. Thanks.